Now that the Vietnam era veterans appreciation event is over, it doesn't mean that we're going to forget about veterans. There are still things going on. The Show Your Stripes program that WSPD and iHeartRadio are involved in. And we'll still continue to have people on air to talk about the services that are out there for veterans, not just of Vietnam, but of all the wars. And in light of that, we've invited into the studio Bob Holliker, who was a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force, now retired, and an Air Force brat, who you may have run into over the weekend, over last week. He was passing out what are called challenge coins, only these are kind of special. These are for military brats. Bob, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet, Fred. Thanks for inviting me.
All right. Stay real close to that microphone and give us a little bit of your background, other than just the fact that you were a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force. How'd you get to that point?
Well, I grew up in the Air Force as much as I can claim I grew up. I began my service as a brat in Selfridge at age 4. Mm-hmm. And then from there through my senior year, I moved about 8 times, I suppose, attending 11 schools in 12
wow.
years.
So your dad served?
Yes, sir.
World War II, Korea, or
World War
II, peacetime?
Korea, and the Cold War.
All right. So he spent a lot. Did he? Was he a lifer then?
Yes, I think you follow that with 24 years.
24 years. So you did move around a lot. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one of each.
Yeah. And so the whole family just picks up and goes wherever the military tells you to go, don't they?
Every 2 years.
Wow. How tough is that for a kid?
Well, the thing is, that was my normal, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't tough at the time because that was defined as my normal. But when I look back at it, I learned that I spent my whole life grieving places that I had lived in and friends that I had made that I had to walk away from.
Yeah, every 2 years, you're walking away from everything you know, which is really kind of tough. I mean, when you're little, I suppose. Well, no, you know, I was going to say when you're little, I suppose you can get over it quickly. You make, you know, new best friends every 2 years, and that's kind of exciting. But, you know, once you hit the teen years and you start to make those connections that you think you're going to have for the rest of your life, you're giving them up every 2 years. So then what made you join the military knowing that that could happen to your family, too?
Never thought about it in that vein. I was always just watching Air Force jets, and I knew from the time I was 5, 6 years old I wanted to fly jets.
Mm-hmm. So you went into the Air Force. You ended you retired after how many years?
I served 20.
20 years as a lieutenant colonel, and you served in Vietnam, correct?
Yes, I did.
All right. How and you were down there this past weekend, so you saw everything that that was arranged. How'd that make you feel? What are your reactions to what went on this week? Because I've heard a lot of different things from a lot of different vets.
For me, it was a wonderful event to be accepted by the city of Toledo, and mm-hmm. I felt it. And it warmed my heart. But also to look into the eyes of those vets as I handed them these challenge coins, to see them have something to hand down to their children.
Mm-hmm. And what's the purpose of a challenge coin for people who don't know? Because there are challenge coins have been around for, well, a couple of hundred years now.
Well, each squadron has one, and what we would do in the Air Force, each squadron has one, and we carry it with us. And in terms of times of war, if you're caught behind enemy lines and you're coming back to your own lines, we would use these as a way of identifying ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Instead of saying who won the 1954 World Series?
Let me tell you, in those cases, you may not remember, even if you played on the team.
So you were the part of the Charging Cheetahs?
That's correct, the 560th Flying Training Squadron.
All right. Well, that's pretty nice. Now, challenge coins now, oh, this one actually has your name on it, too. Challenge coins now a lot of times are given out as a remembrance or a thank you for special service. Is that the purpose of your military brat challenge coin?
Absolutely. It's a way of saying thank you to these kids for their service to our nation. Because the kids are military brats, not only the Vietnam vets brats, but also all of us. They also serve.
Mm-hmm. And how do you mean that, that the brats have served too, that the kids have served?
I was at a dinner here a couple months ago, and the speaker was was telling us about growing up when the blue car came to his door. He was 7 years old, and he saw the commander and the chaplain get out, come mm-hmm. up to tell him that his father had been shot down, and he was missing in action. So for 2 years, that family with that 7-year-old kid as the oldest kid had to hold everything together, and they did. And that man now is a three-star general.
Wow, really?
Absolutely.
So what's the purpose of your coin then? To honor just those kids or as a reminder? Or what's the
purpose
what
of the
made
coin,
you get to this point?
Well, the purpose of this coin is to right now is to create awareness that we have a bill before Congress to authorize a commemorative lapel pin for military brats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the goal is, to create an awareness and hopefully support. It's House Resolution 1889.
And does it need something from Congress to create the pin? I mean, you went out and created this. Couldn't somebody just go out and create a military brat pin?
Well, you could, but
what makes it special, in other words, when Congress gets involved?
I'm seeking a thank you from our nation, from the highest halls, the Congress, to acknowledge this tribe that we have, this subculture in our country of military brats.
All right. So you think the lapel pin will do that for you?
Oh, absolutely, I do. I had the opportunity to hand out one of these coins on Sunday, I believe, to a woman, and during the conversation, I discovered that she was a brat,
mm-hmm.
and it was almost as if there was a language there that we spoke, and at once we both came to tears because we knew what we had endured as kids, and we knew what the kids are enduring today.
Sure.
And it was like we couldn't speak. All we could do is give each other a hug.
Mm-hmm. Now, where's this bill at right now?
It's excuse me. It's sitting in committee.
Has it been there long?
Since May, but the two previous bills also sat in committee and then they died.
And they just what is there a time frame for that? For they just die when the new Congress takes
That's
over?
That's it. If there's no action taken on them through the year, then they just fade away.
Who's sponsoring it for you?
Mr. Latta and. Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. Who sponsored it last time that it was
Mr. Latta?
And it just died?
It just died.
Is there a reason? I mean, did Bob have an idea of why it just died? Were there so many other important things that we had to do that they couldn't get this minor thing passed through?
I think that'd be a good question for Mr. Latta.
Well, let me ask you. Do you think that he's not pushed? I mean, if he's a sponsor and Marcy is a sponsor— in your opinion, are they not pushing it enough? Are they just saying, okay, we'll write it and we'll put it in committee, you know, just to appease Bob, but after that, we're not going to really do anything more on it. Do they have to, once it gets to committee, do they have to force the issue?
I think so, and I think they do have to force the issue. You know, it's a simple bill, Fred. It's five lousy pages.
That's it. God. That's one they could even actually read, probably,
Half of it is whereases and hitherto from withins.
Yeah, I know. Now, is this an expenditure of tax dollars or anything? Is that why they're holding off on this, you think, maybe?
I don't think so, because the way they structured the bill— the parents will have to buy the coins for their kids or the pins for their kids.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
there's no cost to the government.
Millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money that, you know, because we know how Washington hates to waste taxpayer money. They're very particular with the purse strings. So this is in committee right now. How do we get it pushed out of committee? Who do we put pressure on?
Well, I think if people would either write or call or email their U.S. representatives and ask them to support this legislation, I think that would be a big help. And the other thing, what we're doing today, we're talking about it. I think that's going to be a tremendous help.
Yeah. All right. So it's House Bill, again, what number?
1889, 1889.
House Bill 1889. And you can get more information on this at Bob's website. By the way, which is the LonelyPilotBob.com. LonelyPilotBob.com. And of course, we have all the names and email addresses and everything of your representatives up on the website if you want that. I saw you brought a book in. Is that a book that you wrote, or is that just happened to be a book about military brats?
No, I did not write this. I'm not that bright. This is Military Brats, Legacies of Childhood Inside the Fortress. And this is what stimulated me to take this as my mission.
Okay. All right, and what is she writing from? What is her experience?
She grew up as an Army brat,
and
the introduction is from Pat Conroy, and he grew up as a Marine brat.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of brats out there, and a lot of them, you know, showed up over the weekend. You know, they were there to look at the names on the wall of, you know, maybe their mom or dad or grandmother or grandfather, you know, and find names on the wall like that. And it was kind of interesting to see. And there were a lot of military involved in all the activities over the weekend. And almost all of them have families, which was kind of heartwarming to see when they showed up at different events. You know, in fact, Andy Eckert's, who died a couple of years ago in Iraq, Andy Eckert's daughter gave a very moving speech at the unveiling of the plaque over at the Civic Center Mall.
Think what it would have meant to his daughter had Andy been able to give her a lapel pin and say, thank you for your service.
Yeah, it's really a great idea. The Vietnam Era Veterans Military Brat Challenge Coin is what Bob has. I love the design. On the back is a bamboo stand with a dragon going through it, symbolizing the Republic of Vietnam service. And on the front are the three soldiers that stand near the Vietnam Wall. And right above them, giving them cover, is that what kind of jet is that?
It replicates an F-4,
an
a Vietnam
F-4. Is that what you flew?
Fighter. No, I didn't. I flew cargo aircraft.
All right. Represents an F-4 giving cover to the guys on the ground. Bob, good luck on this. It's H.R. 1889, Children of Military Service Members Commemorative Lapel Pin Act. They have to give it a fancy name. They could have just called it Military Brats Lapel Pin Act, but, of course, they don't want to embarrass anybody or, you know, give anybody a bad name. I like the idea, though, of military brats because that's what they call themselves. Bob, good luck on this, and keep us posted. And you folks get busy on email and get in touch with your representatives and get them moving on this thing so we can get this through. H.R. 1889 in committee now.